Welcome everyone. We're glad to be here tonight, Brother Rodney, Brother Otis, at the Shepherd's House, and really we're just kind of doing a test run tonight and trying to see how everything works with the podcast. And so I'm so happy to be here tonight. I'm so thankful for how good God is, and I appreciate Brother Rod. He's been here with me, and you know, I give him a hard time and he helps me out, and he's just a good guy, a great guy. So I really appreciate him. You know, he's a minister of media here and does our sound rooms, our music and our videos and our PowerPoints, and just do a whole lot of things for us. And so he's been talking on the microphones while I've been on the computer and trying to get it to work out. So I really appreciate it. Let's have a word of prayer. And before we open up, Father God, we do thank you for each and every opportunity, God. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for the trials and tribulations, Lord God, that we go through, that you, Lord God, are walking with us, Lord God. God, we thank you for this Forbidden Horizon podcast, Lord God, and the Shepherd's House podcast, Lord. We ask that in our future endeavors, Lord God, as we post it to YouTube and Facebook, Lord God, that it reach souls and hearts and minds of those, Lord God. And God, I just thank you for, Lord, the church family, Lord God, all those who are believing and receiving that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior. Lord, we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So, amen. Rod, I tell you, man, it's been a trial, man. It's been a journey. Yes. So what do you think about it, Rod? We got this stuff going on. And so how you feel about, Rod, that we got this podcast going?
It's going to be fun.
Okay. We've spent a lot of hours in here, have we not, Rod? So, yes. You know, we was talking earlier, Rod, about just, you know, relationship with God and things that have impressed upon our hearts. And, you know, there's things that move us. And so tell us about one of your experiences, your testimonies.
My best one was March 15th, 2020. I thought it was the end of the world. I thought we was just all going to drop like flies. It was the end of everybody and everything.
Yeah, because COVID was going on at that time. Yeah,
I thought it was the last service we was even going to have.
Yeah.
Because we'd all be dead in no time.
Yeah, that was sorry to interrupt. That was really something I think, you know, we were not expecting, you know, not just the church or the United States. I mean, we saw that stuff happening in China and Europe, and then all of a sudden it hit here. So you thought it was the end of the world, huh? Everything was ending.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
So I came to church that day and I just thought it was terrible, but no way out of it. And we started playing the song, Nothing But the Blood. Mm. And I felt like falling in the floor crying.
Mm.
And I really did. But I stood there and something just come over me.
Mm.
And it was like, I wished everybody else was here to get this.
Mm.
It was just peaceful.
Mm.
It was like, no, it's not the end of the world.
Right.
It's going to be fine.
It's going to be okay.
Yes. Yeah. And yeah. I'm like, it was just the best thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah. Man, I do remember that service. It's such a powerful service. And, you know, the Holy Ghost really filled and moved mightily. I don't mean the name drops. I
think poured everything on me.
Poured out everything on you.
Poured it all on me.
And you received it,
even if he didn't pour it on nobody else, he poured it on me.
See, you got your portion.
I got my portion. And somebody else's too, I believe.
Yeah, you got your portion. You got a double portion.
Triple one, yes.
I remember that because I remember Sister Sheba, you know, she was shouting and praising the Lord, and it was just an amazing service. And it really just a comforting, you know, because the Bible says that the Holy Spirit is a comforter, you know, and Jesus said that, you know, when he was getting ready to die and be on the cross, and, you know, the disciples were sad. He said, you know, if I don't leave, then the comforter won't come.
I know.
You know, so it's just an amazing thing that when I think about how that service transpired and the outpouring of God's Spirit and even you know, just really retelling the story. And
after that, even if we had have died, it would have been different. It would have been okay. It would have been really, we would have been going to heaven and it would have been just fine.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like, uh-oh, we're dropping dead. And
yeah. You just had a peace that the Bible said that surpasses all understanding.
Yes, it was the best thing that ever happened to anybody.
I think those are those times when we're in his presence and he give us just those little moments and know that, hey, listen, it's not hopeless.
I know, it was not hopeless. Before the service, it seemed hopeless, but during the service, it was like, no, it's not hopeless.
Yeah, yeah. I do remember that service, and I really do remember his outpouring, you know.
So, yeah.
You know, I think one thing that I take note from all this stuff is that sometimes God allow hard times to come so we can go closer to him.
So we can get closer. Because
sometimes, you know, I just say for myself that, you know, when things are going good and, you know, things are all right and, you know, it's just kind of humming along, you know, I tend to take him for granted, Brother Rodney, his presence for granted, you know.
Yes.
But then when you got death all around, and you got, you know, like I said, COVID. And
it would have been hard for me to get any closer, though. Here on earth wise, it would have been harder.
That you just want to fall down, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man. That's an amazing, amazing testimony, Brother Rodney.
So, yes.
I thank God for that testimony. You know, I really, you know, I know that we're trial running this thing, but this is the thing, man, I think that's so impactful that we can tell.
Maybe others that tell a story like that.
Yes. I think that, you know, I tell folks that I think the Bible's still being written through us because we're still having testimonies. We're still overcoming. You know what I'm saying? God is still moving. He's never stopped moving. You know, he's still making a way. He's still saving lives and saving souls. He's still healing the sick body. He's never stopped doing it, Rodney. He's God. You know, and so it's an amazing thing just to think about his grace and his mercy, man, that you know, we was doing church, Rodney. They shut the churches down.
We were
doing it from the fellowship hall outside. You remember setting up and having the microphones and all those things, and people were in their cars, and, you know, they blow the horns, and, you know, we did what we had to do, but it wasn't the same, you know, as, like you said, that service was so powerful and so mighty. So I really do remember that testimony. So tell me, Rob, what are you looking forward to with this podcast? Are you looking
at some more stories like that? Because if that can do something to a person, then they need to share it with, and maybe it'll help somebody else.
I agree with you. I agree. I sense our testimonies is how we overcome, and other people's testimonies. You know, you read the Bible and you see all the testimonies of the men of old. I mean, David is probably one of my favorite characters in the Bible, and, you know, so many stories and how he had to depend on God, and God brought him through. Even though David had his flaws and problems, God was still with him. And that encourages me that we can trust and believe that no matter what we go through, we can depend on the Lord in all situations and circumstances. So, Rodney, I really appreciate you. Man, you always talk about you ain't got nothing to say. You can't talk, but you talk pretty well.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
Well, Rodney, I think this is a good intro, and we're going to test the video, and we may even send this out online tonight and see what everybody got to say.
Fine.
So, but I guess we'll have to record it. So, Rodney, I thank you. I don't know if the camera was quite right because we ain't over there to look at it. So, if I'm off the camera, y'all, it's just because it's just me and Brother Rodney.
Okay.
We ain't got nobody here to manage the camera. Okay. I had to start the recording and sneak over here and jump on the microphone. But I appreciate you, Brother Rodney.
Okay.
It's the thing.
Appreciate you.
That's the thing of, you know, I know it's like, what are we doing, brother? It's what we're doing. But this is the moments that we actually see when things work, you know, and we can definitely come together and make it work. And so I think we got some exciting times ahead and getting other people here to be a part of it and talking about what we say, their testimonies and how God has moved in their lives. So we're going to have a word of prayer and pray for those who have needs. I know Sister Nita's grandbaby was having some issues, and so we want to pray for her grandbaby and just continue to pray for all the prayer requests that we have. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we do thank you for this opportunity tonight, God, just to come out and fellowship with just me and your Brother Rodney and the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for those, Lord God, who will see this tonight, Father. God, I pray for Sister Nita, Lord God, and her grandbaby, Lord God. God, I ask that you touch the grandbaby, Lord God. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Lord, turn the situation around, Lord God. Lord, we know Sister Nita is a woman, Lord God, who loves to praise you, Lord, and she's a prayer warrior, Lord God. God, I pray for each and every other prayer request, Lord God, that is out there, God, those who are battling physically, spiritually, emotionally, Lord God, whatever the situation and circumstance may be, Father. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your many blessings and your grace and mercy. But most importantly, we thank you for Jesus. We ask all these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, guys, we really appreciate you for sticking here with us and just really being there and giving us your prayers. And so hopefully we got more of this great, exciting new venture to come. And we said that we love you, but most importantly, Jesus loves you and Jesus loves you, and you are not forsaken. Amen.
Amen.